Now more with Frank Gaffney.
We're back. We are joined by Hans von Spakovsky, a national treasure, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to, in particular, the public policy challenges that we're facing in, well, broadly speaking, the judicial arena. He is these days a senior legal fellow in the Heritage Foundation's Edwin Meese III Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. He has worked in government, however, in senior positions in the Justice Department, among other things. He is also currently serving on the President's Commission on Electoral Integrity and rendering a very important and continuing public service in that role, as well as by visiting with us from time to time. Hans, it's so good to have you back. Welcome.
Frank, thanks for having me.
Well, you've done some really important writing recently that caught my eye, in particular in connection with this scandal that has gotten a lot more attention lately, I think it's fair to say, but not nearly what it deserves, namely the Clinton team's connivances, collusion, I guess is the operative word these days, with the Russians in connection with this so-called Uranium One transaction. Now, you having served in the Justice Department and followed closely its activities for years, I'm wondering, what did Eric Holder know about the FBI's investigations into all of that? And when did he know it? Do you have a sense of that?
Sure. Well, we should explain. In 2010, the federal government, so the Obama administration, approved the purchase by the Russians, the Russian government essentially, of the Uranium One mining company. That gave them control of about 20% of U.S. Uranium production. Now, the problem is this was approved in 2010 by a government committee. This is a federal committee. It has representatives from about 14 different federal agencies, including Hillary Clinton as head of the State Department at the time, and Eric Holder, head of the Attorney General, as the Attorney General, head of the Justice Department. The problem with the approval of this was that in 2009, the FBI under Bob Mueller was approached by a U.S. businessman in the uranium industry who said, I'm being told by these Russians I have to give them a kickback in order to do business with them. And so they set up this whole undercover operation with the informant. And it turned out that this Russian company, which is controlled by the Russian government, had this extensive kickback and bribery scheme that it was using to try to get a foothold in the American uranium industry. Now, you would think they knew about this in 2009. You know, that's a year before this government committee.
This is the so-called Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, better known as CFIUS, right?
Right. Has to approve this deal. However, Eric Holder and Bob Mueller didn't inform the committee about this undercover operation in which they had solid proof of the bribery and kickback scheme. Not only that, but the informant also provided them with extensive information that Russian officials interested in this deal were giving tens of millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation in an obvious attempt to get in good with Hillary Clinton.
Let me just ask you, Hans von Spakovsky, you've spent time, as I say, in the senior reaches of the Justice Department. There's no question that Bob Mueller, as the director of the FBI, would have been very intimately familiar with what information the FBI had developed in terms of all of this misconduct, it appears, on the part of the Russians and their cutouts and the Clintonistas. Is there a question in your mind that Eric Holder, as the direct report of Bob Mueller, would have been oblivious to this information? Or did he know and do nothing with it when this vote was being done in CFIUS?
Either he knew about it and didn't bother to say anything, or he and his staff are complete and total incompetence to not know about this. You know, you've got a major sale being proposed by a Russian company that's wholly controlled by the Russian government. The most basic question you would ask is of your FBI director is, what do you know about this company? What's the background of this company? Is it a totally legitimate company or not? And Bob Mueller obviously would know about.
And presumably would have done his due responsibility, which is informing his boss thereof as well. Let me ask you then, Rob Rosenstein is another player in the current so-called scandal involving allegations that Donald Trump or his campaign were similarly colluding with the Russians to what we've just been discussing, Hans. You've indicated in a recent analysis that it sure looks as though what's happened here, I guess as a result of his involvement as well as that of Mueller and presumably Holder, and of course Hillary Clinton, was a political operation, a decision that was effectively designed to cover up what went down. Is that right?
Yeah, well, what happened is kind of odd. The major Russian government official involved in this wasn't indicted until 2014. That means the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office in Maryland allowed this undercover operation, which with bribery and kickbacks, to go on for 5 years. I can't believe. And then they only charged this Russian official with a single count of money laundering, not for paying multiple bribes or soliciting multiple kickbacks, and no mention was made in the indictment whatsoever of all the additional payments that had been made to the Clinton Foundation. The other weird thing about it was that not only were all the charges reduced from what they could have been, but there was a non-disclosure agreement placed on the FBI informant so that he couldn't publicly say anything about this undercover operation. I've never heard of that with an informant.
Yeah, it stinks is the short layman's way of describing, I think, what you've just very eloquently laid out before us.
We should mention that not only was this committee not told about this, but neither the House nor the U.S. Senate intelligence committees were ever briefed about this.
So it really does smack of a cover-up and of a high political order at that. I hope that there will be a serious investigation, presumably by somebody other than Rod Rosenstein or Bob Mueller, or involving in any way, shape, or form this other character who is a player in this current drama, of course, and that is Jim Comey, the former director of the FBI who succeeded Bob Mueller in that job. You've written recently, Hans von Spakovsky, about Comey and his activities along this sort of saga, this trail of alleged collusion with the Russians by the Trump team. But one of the things that's top of the fold in the Washington Times front page today and other papers is that Comey evidently initially said that what Hillary Clinton was doing in another of her scandals, namely her malfeasant mishandling of this body of emails, was, quote, grossly negligent, unquote, something that he then toned down to just being extremely careless. What's going on there, as you see it, Hans?
Well, what he was doing was trying to give him an out for not charging her with a violation of the law, because gross negligence is the standard under the applicable federal law for the mishandling of classified data. And if he had maintained that that assessment, then he couldn't in any way not have charged her. So instead, he comes forward and says, oh, it's not gross negligence. It's just, it's just extremely careless behavior.
But the reporting suggests that they had in his initial drafts, he still wasn't going to prosecute her. And are you just saying that would have been a sticky wicket for him to try to pull?
Yeah, it would have been harder for him to excuse what he's doing. But it's pretty clear that the memos, the early memos that were drafted for him saying they weren't going to charge her, they were done months before the investigation was even completed.
Alice in Wonderland, verdict first, trial after.
Right.
So it's just scandalous. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing at the Heritage Foundation these days, Hans von Spakovsky, to help clarify for us mere mortals what on earth this is all about and to, again, hopefully ensure that people who need to be are held accountable. I hope you come back to us again very soon. In the meantime, stay well. Next up, we'll talk with Philip Haney, a veteran of the Department of Homeland Security, about that dysfunctional agency and what it's going to take to ensure it does the job we must have it. That and more, straight ahead.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.